This is Dr. Mejia, the general patient, Marisa Switlik, S-W-E-I-T-L-I-K. Medical records 157-107, date of birth 11-12-1999. Need to refer physician self. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure September 23, 2023. Indication, history of ulcerative colitis, history of diarrhea, history of polyp. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Severe colitis from the rectum up to the splenic flexure. Mild colitis of the transverse colon, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, and cecum, paraparagraph. Defoam insertion, cecum, terminal ileum. Complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, paraparagraph. Open procedure, aspirin, double template, aspirin, colonoscopy, template, peritoneal terminal ileum, was examined, paraparagraph. Preparation was fair. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes period. Open procedures for colonoscopy, template, period, terminal ileum was examined, paraparagraph findings, and a rectal internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. In the rectum, sigmoid colon, descending colon up to the hepatic flexure. There's inflammation of the colon consistent with moderate to severe colitis. This is consistent with Mayer score. Consistent with Mayo score 2, Mayo score 2, period, in the portions of the rectum, sigmoid, in descending colon, paraparagraph, flexure, and transverse colon show mild friability, decreased vascular pattern, and erythema, superficial erosions. Biopsies were taken from the rectus, sigmoid colon, descending colon, transverse colon, period. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon also show mild colitis with mild disease, with erythema, decreased vascular patterns, and mild friability, period. Biopsies were taken from the ascending colon, period. Terminal ileum appear normal, paraparagraph. Transverse colon and hepatic flexure, ascending colon, there's a Mayo score 1, period. Terminal ileum appear normal, paraparagraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, avoid ENSIS. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient will continue on oral mesalamine. Next number, we'll start a patient on rectal mesalamine, period, in the form of enemas, bedtime period. We'll follow pathology reports, period. Given the presence of inflammation, even if patient is taking mesalamine oral maximum dose, we will consider start the patient on biologics period. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks period, end of the case.